Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting second. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Sundra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Sundra. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Welledge. Batting third. The right fielder, George Stoller. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bill Burgo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Rulo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. And now, play ball. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Stoller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Welledge. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Welledge steals second. George Stoller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoller strikes out. Two outs. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black bunts for an out with unknown description. Wagner moves to third. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wellage hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Stoller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoller is 0-for-1 in the game. Stoller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. Chartak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burgo who is chasing the ball. Chartak reaches third base with a triple. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chartak scores. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo is 0-for-1 in the game. Rulo strikes out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clary strikes out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-0 in the game. Black hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wellage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1. And the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman is hit by the pitch. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Christman moves to second. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sundra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Stoller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoller is 0-for-2 in the game. Stoller strikes out. One out. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wellage. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella pinch hits for Joe Rulo. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. JoJo White pinch hits for Don Black. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing second base. Ori Aronson now pitching. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aronson juggles the ball. That's an error on Aronson. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sundra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundra juggles the ball. That's an error on Sundra. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wellage hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Stoller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoller is 0-for-3 in the game. Stoller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 0-for-3 in the game. Burgo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to third. Burgo moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 1, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.